Oh man, let me tell you, when I see Luann, the Countess, do a Marilyn Monroe inspired Happy Birthday, Mr. President to Bethany, I really don't think there's a greater show on television. This is the train wreck that everybody needs. You also have Dorinda, who, while she may have not said clip, 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 she sure got into Sonya Morgan. There's a lot to talk about. We got news and gossip, some stuff on Tinsley, and a special segment that I can't wait to tell you about. But first, let's start the music. Boom.
We're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
It's my party and I cry if I want to.
Okay, I'm in all of the moods. Oh my gosh, thank you. Ronnie Jr., I am your host today for the Real Housewives of New York City. What a great episode. Yeah. Co-hosted by the not crying but always intelligent
Chelsea Stark Jones. Hey guys.
Chelsea so Stark excited. Jones.
Great episode. Great crying too. I liked it.
I was in the moment.
Yeah,
I felt it. I got to thank our engineer. Shout out to our engineer. We've got Bree in the studio. Bree, how are you doing this afternoon, evening?
I'm doing very well. Thank you for asking.
I was going to tell you, Bree, I know you don't watch The Housewives of New York maybe as much as we do. We are the experts in this field, but we do have a Q&A later on, and I want to ask you the question because, as you know, some of the women, I think you'll be able to give us a really fun answer, okay?
Sure, sounds great.
Okay, so we got that special segment coming up.
Yes.
Our special segment last week was so fun.
It was fun. I had fun. That was a good time.
Celebrity housewife taglines.
Taglines, yes.
It's not going to be that extensive this time. It's going to be a little bit more Q&A. So we'll get to that. It's
yeah,
a fun,
still exciting, still
a fun question and answer. And also to start things off, we of course always shout out the chat and the YouTube viewers and iTunes. Our question today that myself and Chelsea aren't going to answer, but we're going to leave this to online.
Yeah.
A lot of rumble in the jungle about people loved seeing Heather last week.
Yes.
It's just like it was a thing. Like it was all over social media. So my question is to the people that are watching our show and listening to our show, would you want Heather back for maybe season 11? So that's the question. Have fun with it. Say why she was great. Say why she needs to take a seat. Have fun with it. thoughts on this episode as we go to the Hamptons.
It was a really, really good one. It was a nice steady pace, and then it concluded with a big bang. So lots to talk about. I really enjoyed it. I loved it.
My number one things, of course, as I was saying earlier, I watched the episode three times. Mm-hmm. Well, two and a half times, but I don't know that I lost my emotion with the way that I chuckled each time I saw Luann sing Happy Birthday. This, you know what I mean? When you see something a third time, you're like less shocked.
Yeah, less
nope.
Into it.
Not my Countess.
Yeah.
she's the right kind
of
wrong.
It's just classic. It's that friend that always has a good time.
Yeah.
No matter what.
A lot of different things going on. I felt like there was a lot of things boiling up. I don't know if they were resentment. I don't know what was going on in some of these meetings. We, of course, myself and Chelsea, will talk about that.
Yeah.
I want to talk about one more thing in our opening thoughts moment here that stands out to me, and that's going to be, it's a quote. It's when Sonya, crazy Sonya, who didn't have a great episode, by the way, she said, oh, yeah, you know, Lou never wants to live in the past. You know, she has a very short, what did she say? She has a very short memory. It's just that constant dig.
Yeah, always has to, like, just a side, like, almost as if you don't realize that it's a dig. It's just, like, very subtle, but very, like, effective.
Yeah, I love a lot of it because I'm such a Sonya fan. Mm-hmm. But I'm worried about how this episode went. But these quotes right here. Lou never lives in the past. She has a very short memory. Oh, that's all I needed. So I was in. I was in on this episode. Season's shaping up well. Chelsea, tell me what you think, just how we were going as far as our commuting out of the city and getting into the Hamptons. We've got Dorinda, Carol, and Tinsley sort of in a carpool. We've got Bethany more so just kind of doing her own thing. I think she's going to take Bryn, which is really nice.
Yeah.
And it's also cool because it's her home, and that's something she should probably keep to herself.
Yeah.
Sonya taking the Hampton Jitney and Luann in the beautiful Mercedes that she felt was finally fair to her because she was always such a mother With the
SUV and the car seats and, you know, slugging around kids everywhere.
Yeah, but do you think she was that? That's why I thought it was funny. I was like, please, Luann, as much as I like you, do not.
I mean, I think so. I don't think she was driving around in a cool sports car. It's almost like the reverse of, like, a man's midlife crisis when you see the man in his, like, cool sports car driving around town. You see Luann get out of her car, and she looks all cool and chic, and I thought that was cute. It's very, like, her coming into her own, and, yeah, I think that's fair.
I agree, but nicely disagree. Because what it made me feel is it made me think that she was trying to allude to the fact that, like, I've been this housewife.
Oh, She probably
It's
had,
like, Luann, do you know how hard women work out here? And, you know, their bodies are not.
They don't have five nannies. They don't have the luxuries that you do.
So to make it like, well, I am finally single and the kids are away, so I finally get the me time. Luann, chances are you've had the me time already. You married the count, but that's another story. Go ahead.
Oh, no, I was going to say, I love a girl's road trip, and Dorinda, Carol, and Tinsley, like, that is, like, my all-time favorite. I will drive anywhere just to be in a car with my girlfriends for any period of time. I think it's so much fun, so I loved watching that.
How funny, my second agree to disagree.
You don't like a road trip?
I hate a car.
Well, see, I'm a Californian. This is my thing. I love being in my car. You're from California, too, but you like New
York. I'm an original Californian who really belongs in New York at all times. But to your point, it is cute. And I think the bond was actually nice, too. Yeah. I think Dorinda, Tinsley, Carol, like, they work well together.
Mm-hmm. And you get on the page about who you hate, who you dislike, who you're going to talk to, how you're going to talk to them. And that's exactly what they did. So it's like, okay.
I like the quote that Dorinda said. She was like, what was it? I'm a great driver, great navigator, and great entertainer.
Yeah.
even though when we saw her drive, she wasn't
there. She was a little skeptical, but
the greatest of great. They ended up talking a little bit about Sonia. They deemed her as nice nasty, or was it? Well, I think one of them, Dorinda called her nice nasty, and Carol eventually called her nasty nice.
Yeah.
Or the other way around.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that fits Sonia, where she's very friendly, she's very bubbly, she's, like, a lot of fun, but she's just very mean and rude to people and, like, says, like, a lot of things that just aren't nice. And so I definitely see where that phrase comes from. It makes sense. It's very fitting, I think.
Yeah, I'm excited to get to the final scene in this episode.
Oh, yeah.
Which we have a long way to go. Just because I have a hard time, Chelsea, I was actually really excited to talk to you about this show.
Yeah.
Because there's all these parts of Sonia that, as you've heard me talk the last two episodes, she's just unaware, you know, she's kind of loopy and all these things. But I wonder where we're going, you know, in the sense of, like, is this something that we have to be aware of? You know, so, mental health is always an important issue, so... While I had so much time laughing at Sonia in her quirky ways, I'm a little worried. Is that fair to say?
I guess so. I think I maybe never thought of it that way, to think of it as maybe something that we should, you know, be cautious about with her, like, mental health issues or anything. But I just... Part of me thinks that she's not as naive to what she's doing as she lets on. And I think her just, like, being bubbly and quirky about it is her cover... To, like, oh, well, I really didn't mean it that way, even though, like, she kind of did.
Okay, well, if you say it that way, I kind of take back what I just said. I don't know. Like, I just always wonder. I guess I wonder when somebody is that happy and so, like, sort of self-unaware that when it gets called upon you, and we're not going to jump to that last scene.
Yeah.
When it gets called upon you, like, are you actually really a dark person inside? Because I've seen people that are like that, and we won't spend too much time here on Sonia, but I've seen people that are... way present because in the inside they're really broke.
Yeah, and I mean, I definitely think there's deeper layers to her. She's not that shallow. She's not that superficial. There's definitely deeper layers to who she is as a person that's reflecting in her behavior towards these women, I think. I'm no therapist, so...
No. Hey, listen, we're just trying to do what we can with the show. And, of course, coming up later, like I said, we're going to shout out the live chat and the people that comment on YouTube and iTunes and stuff like that. A lot of times they give such fantastic feedback, So we'll go on that. But I like Sonia in general, but I do always wonder where this is going to go. You know, when you talk about antidepressants and just going at 100, you know, is she going to hit a wall? That's all I worry about.
Sonya's great TV.
And with that said, Sonya catching the Hampton Jitney.
Okay, can you explain that to me? I don't know anything about New York in that sense. So it's a charter bus.
Yeah,
correct?
Yeah.
And but it's for rich people?
No, it's not for rich people per se, but it's not how you would view a bus in other places. You know, a bus is, you know, you on the bus.
Yeah.
No, the Hampton Jitney is very cutesy. I've been in it at least 3 times.
Okay.
I remember going to a wedding in Greenport out there in Long Island.
Okay.
And it's cozy and it's cutesy. In fact, when you flash back to one of these seasons, I can't recall, in Sex and the City.
I was going to say, it reminded me of Sex and the City because they did a ride to the Hamptons on the bus.
And that was the Jitney too.
Okay.
So the Hampton Jitney is like a thing. It's not a beat up bus.
Okay.
It's,
it looked nice, but I was like, there's no other way that you want to do this? I don't know. But okay. Well, if you say it's like a nice way to get there, then I believe you.
Well, and the funny thing is I've went to those areas, not the Hamptons, but I've been to other parts like on the North Shore.
Uh-huh.
And I've driven too. For work and stuff. But I will say the times I went socially, like leisure, Jamesport Beach and stuff of that nature, like getting on the Hampton Jitney is fun. It's really relaxing.
It's kinda like, is it like a party? Like people are kind of social or is it you're to yourself?
I mean, I guess you can make it whatever you want. You could probably open up an alcoholic beverage. Yeah. But it is really cute and it's not like womp 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 bus. So I thought it was cute. And what was weird on the editing though, Chelsea, was... It was funny how every time they had Dorinda, Carol, and Tinsley talk about Sonya,
yeah.
Sonya like had this like spaced out of her mind,
super disheveled looking.
Thank you.
Yes, yeah, she was. She especially getting on the bus, like things were falling out. She had her dog. She had flowers, like everything. Right.
Editors were very good because it was like they would say, you know, she doesn't have a clue. She's this, that. And every shot was like...
wind blowing in her face.
Sonya and Happy Land. Oh,
hot
my gosh.
Mess.
Still one of my favorite characters, for sure. And, of course, like I said, Bethany sort of doing her own thing, which is great because it's her own birthday weekend plan. Nice to know Bryn is involved.
Yeah.
I think that's just, on a human level, really good.
Yes.
Chelsea, we have accommodations where Carol and Tinsley are linking up at the Topping Rose.
Yeah.
We've got Luann's house, which is going to be with Sonya.
Yes.
And then we also have another friend there. And Ramona's going to be with Dorinda. What did you think about Ramona's house and the way she treated the gentlemen that were there, basically just to install the art, I suppose, how she overstepped?
It's Ramona? I don't know. Like, I think she's really rude to people that help her. Especially in previous seasons when you see like stuff like that, but I don't know, I didn't really think too much of it. It's just her being her, so like it wasn't too like, oh my god, but yeah.
Well, the goods of it is I think Dorinda in one of her confessionals made a really great point.
Yeah.
When you move on and divorce, that you should probably have this revitalization.
Yeah, I think that's definitely true. I mean, that's even in any type of breakup. It's like you cut your hair, or you do something different. Like, you definitely want to change something.
Yeah.
Because you don't want to hold on to something.
It's nice if we had the budget that Ramona has.
Just remodel my whole house.
Out with that, you know, some $1,000 sofa, you know.
No, for sure. But no, I think that was a very nice point. So
I liked it. And I didn't really have a problem with Ramona overstepping and saying, do you want to help me? Because that's cute. And I think men, you know, we do have a thing about us, you know, just on a human level where it's nice to be, you know, not needed, but it's nice to help, you know, if a woman says, hey, can you help me? Sure, if I can, I can. Yeah. What I didn't like, though, is in the confessional, it seemed like Ramona took it too far. She, like, took advantage of it and said... I don't know. She said something a little snotty that I was like, okay, Ramona, we could chill.
It's who she is, so it wasn't too surprising.
What were your thoughts on Luann having Sonya there? I know later in the episode we see one of Luann's friends, but just in the beginning of it, it's very Luann, very Sonya. It's very Sonya taking items that aren't hers.
I thought Sonya is such a hypocrite for being a rude house guest and calling Tinsley a horrible house guest. Like, how dare you send somebody a list of things that you need? Like, you bring the stuff that you need. Like, I need a blender, I need this, I need that. You bring it. If that's something that you need to travel with, that's your responsibility to bring it. So I thought, like, Luann went above and beyond to buy her a Ninja, which isn't cheap. But I'm sure that for these women, it doesn't really matter. But still, like, you do that. If that's something that for you, then you need to do it. And I love traveling with my dog. I will take my dog anywhere. Yeah. He's my best friend. He's a very good dog. He's very well behaved. But I would ask somebody first if I could bring my dog to their house before bringing my dog to their house. So right. I thought it was also very rude that Sonia just brought her dog without asking Luann if it was okay.
She just assumed. My question out to you and anyone who is checking out our program here, Chelsea, is at some point, does the person who is receiving the house guest have to kind of take a stand? You know, like, Luann, is she at fault because she's not also...
Well, I mean, definitely. Like,
I mean, if somebody tells you...
The dog thing, like, if she showed up with her dog, and it's like, there's nothing you can really do at that point. You can't be like, turn around and take your dog back. And she didn't really seem to have an issue with it. But it's just like, I would have been like, hey, next time, like, ask, you know? And then as far as, like, the list of things that you need, I'd be like, you know, it'd be nice if you brought this for yourself. Like, I just... Right. Like... Yeah, I could stock the refrigerator with a couple of, you know, fruits and veggies that you prefer. But, like, to buy you a blender, like, you have a blender at home. Pack it.
Right. It's
like,
not the money issue. It's no. more the, come on, stop overstepping. Yeah. Don't bring the dog like it means nothing. Yeah. You should at least ask me.
It's just be nice. And she also made the comment about going into Luann's closet and not being a big deal, like how it was when she went to Dorinda's closet. And it's just, like, some things, like... Especially to Dorinda's point, those were pajamas from her husband that passed away. So right. It's like, there's just things that are okay and that aren't okay. And like, there's boundaries that can't be crossed and can be crossed. And you just have to be careful of it. I think she's just so like, it's her world and we're just living in it type of a thing. Right. Where it doesn't really like hit her.
I did love the home in Sag Harbor where Luann was super cozy, and I believe
it was very cute. That's where she did her special with
that's
Andy.
What I was gonna say. Yeah. Just when we think about reality TV, a lot of people think, oh, it's so fake and it's so scripted, and obviously production, I mean, I've worked on productions,
yeah,
there is a value of producing,
yeah,
but at the same token, what I was thinking is like, wow, this is actually like real life in the sense that like the place that she has as her Sag Harbor home, at one point, there was a dramatic Andy Cohen special, yeah, just invading on like your privacy.
We've been there, yeah. And it was kind of cool. It was nice to go back. So.
Yeah. You were like, I'm welcome home. Yeah,
two times.
Oh,
year.
I was going to tell you something really funny is that I rewatched episode 1, 2, and 3 of season 1 because I wanted to really go back to the beginning and see how off base Ramona always was, and Luann, and of course Jill Zarin at the time. So it was really funny to go back. So on Hulu, I was like clicking.
Isn't it hilarious? Just like their styles in general, like going about their hairstyles, what they're wearing, like everything is just so funny. You like go back 10 years and it's
exactly,
like,
exactly.
No, time machine.
Real quick, because I know we got to get to the birthday aspect, and I want to do that. What did you think when Luann had said that she did feel... Granted, she might have just been saying this because she was talking to Sonia. Uh-huh. She said that she felt Tinsley was indeed spoiled. Did you catch that one?
Yeah, she did. She said, well, she's a spoiled brat or something like that. I mean, yeah. Didn't Tinsley kind of admit that she was in a way, too, kind of in the episode where she is like... I mean, she didn't really say she was spoiled, but she basically admitted that she's lived a privileged life her whole life. Like, you know, I've been in... boarding school and right. like all this stuff, so it's like she knows that she's been privileged.
Well, you know what, I guess when I received it, and I might be wrong,
yeah,
when I received it from Luann, it made it sound like she was saying she was like spoiled in her actions, not really like sans economics, more like she's being a brat
like she acts like as if she deserves all these things or something,
which
like
made
that.
Which made sense because she's agreeing with her friend Sonia. But yeah. I don't know, and I just always makes my eyes is something going to materialize where they end up having an issue? I mean, they've already had the dinner.
No, and I understand. Like, I don't necessarily see Tinsley as a brat. I think she's someone that grew up with a silver spoon in her mouth. But I don't think that she is, like, nose in the air, snooty at all. Like, I don't think she's super down to earth, but I don't think she's like a bratty rich girl. So I think she's somewhere in between.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know.
You just always wonder, is it going to bubble into something else? But
And I mean, it kind of poked again when Luann said that she was mean to her at Bethany's birthday dinner. So
right. Well, you know, Tinsley is the type that has grown up with a silver spoon, and that is fantastic. You know, she's admitted it herself, as you stated. But the idea to grow and get better in your life, Chelsea, that's something that every single person wants, and I always want to make sure that the people who watch our show and get all like, yeah, you know, and get kind of riled up because after shows for housewives are really intense and it's a lot of messiness. Oh, well, yeah. I always want to make sure that you guys also know that AfterBuzz was created by Maria Menounos.
Yes.
And that's a TV legend, right?
Indeed, indeed.
She's hit every red carpet, all the greatest interviews. Mm-hmm. We always want to make sure that we show that love and say, hey, did you guys also check out her podcast?
So oh, that's great.
It's Conversations with Maria Menounos, mm-hmm. the podcast edition. The content itself is from SiriusXM's actual Conversations with Maria Menounos, but it's like mixed together and confined, and they basically get the best of the best is how I like to say it.
Yeah.
And they popped that out on Friday for free on iTunes. You could download it. You could comment. Very interactive. Our other captain, Mr. Kevin Undergaro, he was on one of the recent episodes, too.
Oh, yeah.
I always like seeing them together.
It's cute.
Because you, let me tell you, it gets real. It gets really real. They are doing the after show for Billions. So if you like Billions, they're kind of commentating on that as well. But a lot of good Maria Menounos stuff going on around here at After Buzz. Make sure you check it out at Conversations with Maria Menounos.
Indeed.
Super simple. Do you want to talk about Bethany's birthday party?
I would love to talk about Bethany's birthday
party. Go. How'd you feel? Everyone was late. Tell me. can you get the words out?
I hate when people are late. It drives me crazy. Like, without even, like, texting, like, oh, I'm going to be a few minutes late. Or, oh, I'm going to, like, just, like, it drives me insane. So for her to be 12 minutes late to her own birthday party and no one to be there and no one to say, by the way, running a tad bit late, like, I would have been kind of pissed off, too.
Yeah.
And then when they got there and not to say, sorry, I'm late, like...
Nobody cared. Yeah.
Blows my mind. Like, punctuality, it's not that hard to be on time. And it's not that hard to, like, let somebody know when you're going to be running late. So, like, that just, it makes me mad. So.
She dealt with it, but she obviously was upset.
It rolled it off. She didn't make it a thing.
But you could tell the energy in the room was not going to be good. It felt like a lot of unspoken things were happening. I felt like, here's some of the things that happened at that dinner. We've got Tinsley sort of rejecting Sonia, and that's very in a passive-aggressive way.
Yeah. So wait, did Tinsley actually move her seat? Because wasn't she supposed to sit next to Sonia?
She told Bethany that I want to move because something, something...
And so she chose to sit directly across from her instead?
She chose her, or that's where she ended up. Bethany's confessional was like, it's a small table.
Like, yeah,
please.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't really like the whole passive-aggressive thing.
Yeah.
I understand, like, Tinsley in the confessionals and even in the car ride up, she was like, I just won't deal with her.
Yeah.
Dorinda called her right out. Dorinda's like, that's not how you deal with something, you know?
Yeah, I agree. But at the same time, you also want to find the right time and place to bring something up like that. So I don't know if Bethany's birthday would have been appropriate to talk about your issue with Sonia.
Right, because this show's extremely appropriate.
I mean...
All the manners are had.
I'm just saying.
That was kind of a blip in the action. One of the bigger things that happened was, and I don't know where it came from, was it also like passive energy? I'm not sure. Carol replies to Sonia because Sonia jumps in and says, you know, I texted you and you didn't give me nothing but a THX, you know, for thank you, for thanks. And Bethany, even when I watched the show, I watched it a couple times, that scene, Bethany didn't really look like she was trying to come down at Carol. Can you tell me how you found that Carol felt justified to kind of lash back out? Or was she not lashing back out? Was she just correcting it? Because I love a good corrector.
I think she was correcting it. I'm still a little bit confused about the text conversation between Bethany and Carol. To Bethany's point, her saying that Carol's hard to be, like, get a hold of. So, like, you know, maybe she did call her several times and, you know, Carol didn't get the calls or whatever. But my whole thing about Sonia and Carol, and I guess maybe even Luann, but Luann didn't really harp on it as much as Sonia did. When you go out of your way to, like, congratulate someone about something or, like, say, like, good job or whatever, like, you should be doing that out of the sincerity of your heart, and you shouldn't be expecting, like, this big, like, thank you or, like, applause or, like, whatever for it. Because to me, you're not doing it with sincerity if you're expecting something in return. So for Sonia to be, like, all upset, like, that she just replied THX, like, to me, that means that you weren't really being sincere with your initial, like, reach out to her if you were expecting something. Like, you shouldn't do anything with an expectation to, to get something in return, to me. So that's why, like, Sonia, like, getting, like, all, like, you know, making a do about it, kind of bothered me because it felt like it wasn't really sincere because she was expecting something in return. So
yeah. Well, then how did you react to the Bethany one? I thought what was interesting about that is all of a sudden, once the conversation went to defensive and offensive,
yeah,
all of a sudden there was like, no, it was at 1:30. No, it was at 2:30.
Like the timestamps and stuff. It just felt petty. Like, and it's like, and it shows that there is some type of fracture within the relationship that hasn't been discussed, and we don't really know where or why or how it came about.
I think Carol has to know where and why it came from.
Carol knows, because, but like, it hasn't been, you know, brought to light to right. the group and to but, everybody else.
Well, here, and I love everything Carol said, and I'm what did she say? I wasn't being defensive, I was just correcting.
Yeah.
As I said, I get into a lot of things with people where I love a corrector. I just, whereas they're like, I'm not even mad, but I'm going to tell you that was wrong.
She said, no fake news here.
Yeah. So that part of it I liked. Now, what I wonder, though, because again, I hate when people are able to say what had happened, yeah. and then suddenly everyone turns that around on them, like, oh, you're being defensive. Like, excuse me, I'm allowed to talk.
Yeah.
I'm allowed to say
I'm allowed to have an opinion. Yeah. And I think it was catching people off guard because she doesn't typically...
And that's where 26.2 mile Carol, I like, can I do a brainstorm with you? Because we don't know. This is how I saw it. Chelsea, do you think that... Okay, because we're trying to figure out what the issue is.
Yeah.
Clearly it's not from Bethany, because Bethany kind of caught it off guard. That looked pretty natural. That didn't look like an edit.
Yeah.
But it did come from somewhere with Carol.
Yeah.
Can we brainstorm? As the great McCall Hall always says, one of the afterbuzzers, let's have a transparent moment. She's the best. But let's brainstorm here. I wonder if Carol got really pissy that her best friend on this particular group of girls mm-hmm. didn't support her in such a monumentous event and may have not even conveyed that to her, and was a lot of this being really correcting to Bethany of the timestamp. Was it because in her heart she was more hurt that Bethany didn't support?
So you think her reaction based off of that was that Bethany didn't show up or anything like that?
Well, why else when it came up and when Bethany asked her the question that Carol like immediately went to like, no, but she had all these great stats. It made me think that Carol wasn't caught off guard. Carol had already thought this through. And when you have such a quick reaction and you know, notes to go by, yeah. it makes me think it was something that disturbed Carol. So I'm thinking the only thing that could have made Carol really mad was that she went on this monumentous thing and Bethany didn't maybe, I don't know, I'm not sure. I think Bethany did put money into the run, but Bethany didn't support it.
Well,
I mean, it could be.
No, I agree. I think I would have been hurt if I were Carol and only Tinsley showed up. Who knows why Bethany wasn't there? It wasn't really discussed. It wasn't like, oh, I had this or I had that. Like, it just wasn't discussed. So yeah, it would bother me. I would take offense to that for sure.
Because she mentions it later, and here's the thing about me. I don't really think that people, you know, they should, like, you don't, how do you say it? She said, oh, Tinsley's the only one who showed up for my thing.
Yeah.
Well, the other girls don't really have to show up. It's nice if they do, but yeah. they don't have to. Bethany's your person.
Yeah.
And so what I'm thinking is maybe Carol, even if she hasn't admitted it to herself, maybe that's where the aggression
is upset
came from.
With it. I could totally, that makes a lot of sense. But it did bother me that out of everybody, we didn't hear why Bethany wasn't there. I thought that was strange.
There might be stuff floating around.
We knew Ramona wasn't there, why she wasn't there, like, and stuff like that, but like,
right.
it was, I don't know.
So, I'm just trying to do a little like MacGyver and figure it out, because yeah. I know there's other stuff like floating around on the internet as to why, but I just, when I heard that, to me, if this was an interaction where I was in the Bethany role and Carol was the person I was speaking with, to me, I would read it, I'd read her words as, oh, you must be mad that I didn't go to your thing,
yeah.
because you're really giving me a lot. I didn't say much, and you're really coming at me.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. It might be. I didn't say that to tear Carol, but, you know, it was something I noticed. I really like Luann apologizing.
Yes. That was, and it seemed very sincere. I really like that, too. I agree. That was very nice. That was...
It was a Greek tragedy.
I don't know if we'll go that far, but no, it was really nice. And I think it takes a lot, like when you're in a relationship with someone that isn't necessarily good for you and you have a lot of people around you telling you that it's not good for you, yet you keep in it. Like, I think it was really nice for her to like realize, you know what, like these people actually had my best interest in hand. And, you know, it's... I don't want to say it's okay, but yeah, it makes sense for you to get wrapped up into it. But yeah, it was really nice for her to to realize that Bethany had her back, and it wasn't like a malicious thing, her showing her this picture of Tom kissing a girl. Like, yeah. She actually cared. So
absolutely.
I thought that was really sweet.
I think it was, of course, sealed with the kiss with this great Luann, happy birthday, Mr. President, a la Bethany.
Yeah.
And they put on the noses and opa. It was just, it was a Greek restaurant. It was such a warm feeling that, I think we said that, you and I, when we first did our first after show here, that we like harsh Bethany, of course.
Yeah.
It's part of the show.
Yeah.
But we also need human side of Bethany. And yeah. I was really into this scene.
It was really nice. And also going back to a little bit earlier in the episode when Luann was shopping for like her brunch and a gift basket for Bethany. It was sweet to see like her nice gesture. Like, oh, I want to get her. Like, she has everything. So I thought like maybe making a nice gift basket would be nice. So I thought that was it was really nice.
Yeah.
It was really sweet to see their friendship coming along in this way.
Luann certainly won points there. I want to talk about the Luann brunch because that gets a little heated.
Yeah.
Not much to talk about because we do got to move on time here. But just to mention, Bethany and her brunch, she does feel a little bit slighted. It's a lot of Carol Tinsley. But with that said, there's some really good conversations that maybe will come around later in the show.
Yeah.
Everything from Tinsley's frozen eggs to, why is it that Tinsley and Sonia, have an issue? I love the way Bethany called her out and said, oh, so you're not a gold digger, but a trust fund.
Yeah.
Get it right.
Yeah, is it that you want?
Either way, she's not a made woman, but whatever the case. I'll skip right over that just because there wasn't as much content there other than, Bethany sort of feeling left out.
Yeah.
So we have Luann's brunch, which is going to be with Mary, who's Luann's friend, Sonia, Dorinda, and Ramona. And for whatever reason, all of the SHIT hits the F-A-N. How did you see it develop? Because I have some opinions, Chelsea.
I mean, it looked like they were having this great brunch and everything was going good. And then all of a sudden, Sonia just throws something out there, and I felt like I was like, wait, what? Like, where is this coming from? Why is she attacking her now? And then Dorinda gets into it, and, Dorinda's drunk off mimosas, who knows what? So it just escalated super quickly. It just took a turn for the worse really quickly. There was no, gradual. It just went, phew.
Yeah. Well, I mean, Sonia, this is, like I said, the part where I'm trying to discover and understand more about her.
Yeah.
She says, typically I eat anything. She's on antidepressants, which is making her not depressed, but she's, just high anxiety, high strung. So I don't know, when she mentioned all that, I was like, oh, maybe we got to worry about her a little. Mm-hmm. We usually wash her off as oh, nice, nasty type thing.
Yeah.
But I was really starting to wonder, should we monitor her?
Yeah.
I know that's, sort of something that was alluded to in the preview. Carol said, is this, a thing, know?
Yeah.
And it probably isn't, but I always feel good to at least have it in the conversation as a safe side. But, yeah, Sonia said some really hard things. There was a lot of digs. She said, oh, yeah, talking about Ramona. She loves him hard, and she leaves him easy.
Yeah.
And she just kept, and she kept. I feel that Dorinda, although all the points were being made, I wonder if her intensity wasn't just because of the mimosas. Because if you go back in the car ride, she had really had enough of
the pity Sonia. Party for Sonia.
And by the time they were at the restaurant, and she was really building up her rage, so it all came out. And I felt really sad. This is why I think this is the best franchise, Chelsea, because it's the one show that I like. Other of the franchises that we have out there, I'll have two cast members that are they drop the ball, and I'm like, eh. Mm-hmm. And then you like who you like. This is the one show that I will love Dorinda as equal as I love Sonia, and will be mad that they got into it.
Okay.
I'll have my point of view, but I'll be flustered because I care about both so much. Where I thought Dorinda was right was she was saying other people go through stuff.
And
I buried my husband Richard.
And there's no excuse for your behavior because you went through something, yeah.
Which Sonia needed to have that moment, but I do feel like it was a little ripped too hard. And I think it was because she had really had it up to here with Sonia and let it build.
No, I agree. I think that Sonia makes a lot of excuses for things that are going on in her life or wrong or whatever. And it's not fair. And I think we all go through stuff in our lives, and that's not an excuse to take it out on anyone or to poke at anyone or whatever.
Were you feeling like, heck yeah, Dorinda, get at her, or when you were watching the scene, or were you feeling like, oh man, I feel really
I didn't feel bad for Sonya.
You didn't feel no.
No, okay. I didn't feel bad for Sonya. I think.
Oh, see, this is why what I said about the show. I was like, go hard, Dorinda. But then I also was like, oh my God, Sonya, I think you need to learn from this.
No, I didn't feel bad for Sonya.
Not at all.
No.
You're such a cold heart. Chelsea has a cold heart. This is crazy.
I'm just saying.
You've been smiling at me this whole time. Leave him to the wolves.
No, I didn't feel bad, but I did feel that Dorinda laid it on a little thick, but I didn't feel bad.
So. Yeah. Well, we'll see how that develops because that pretty much
to be continued.
We've got a couple really fun things. Let's do a special segment. So this is what we're going to do. Last week's special segment was our celebrity housewife taglines. Yes. Everyone participated. It was fun.
It was a good time.
We had Eileen, our New York correspondent, with us. Super, super fun. Today, question of the day is going to be, outside of Heather Thomas, which we've already talked about, is going to be, if you could go to Coachella with one of the ladies from season 10's cast, who would you choose and why? And on the flip side, who would you not want to go with and why?
Okay.
So give me your answers on who you would absolutely take. You were at Coachella this weekend.
I was at my first Coachella. It was so much fun. And I would take Carol. Just because she feels like the most like free-spirited one of the group. I could have fun with her. We could, you know, prance around. So I think Carol would be the one that I would take for sure.
Okay. For me, I was going to, of course, my mind's like, oh, strongest person, you take Bethany. And I then felt like it's a festival. I don't want to be that amped up. I want to be loosey-goosey. So my second choice was going to be Sonya because there's nothing that gives you better loosey-goosey, you know, this Sonya. And then I was going to go with Tinsley because I said, oh, while she's sometimes not as prominent in the house, Tinsley has festival written all over her face. She's a nice girl. We sometimes don't get nice in this show.
Yeah.
So I thought Tinsley. That was my third of my...
So who is it?
So as I was figuring, I had to finally open my eyes and say, yes, 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 Luann. While she's older, Luann is absolutely who I'm going with to a Coachella. Are you kidding me?
Luann was my second choice, and I said no because she is older. But, I mean, Carol's also older, so I don't, like, Carol's just a little bit more, like, free-spirited to me than Luann.
True, but wait, you can't tell me that if you go with Luann, you're going to end up at one of the parties, and you're going to be at the pool, and it's going to be Luann and Ronnie, you know, let's say in my dream, and all of these young millennials, and it's going to work. Yeah. Luann will give me that.
You're right.
So that's our question of the day. Yeah. Flipping back, what did you think is the... actually, we'll pass that. We'll leave that for the chat, who you wouldn't want to go to.
Okay, for sure.
So here's the question. You guys could put it online. If you could go to Coachella with one of the ladies from the season 10, Real Housewives of New York, who would you go to and why?
Yes.
And then also, who would you absolutely not want to go to?
Because
they'd be a problem. Let's go into a couple of shout-outs real quick, because you guys have been really fantastic. With communicating, we've got 84 Reeman, Olga Nora, The Whiskey Blues, Spencer Whitelow, Roxanne Vanelli, Brandon Partridge, E.P., Cindy Williams, and Cynthia Nicole. Brandon Partridge watches all of the Housewives programs, Atlanta and Potomac. We've got 84 Reeman, who agreed with what we were talking about last week and added some context about the Luann and Russell Simmons and how serious that was.
Okay, great.
Cindy Williams said that, yes, women should never call their gays my gays.
Yes.
It's not good.
It's not cool.
Yeah, and then... there was just a couple other great comments, so that was good. We do have to move along, so let's just go to news and gossip.
News and gossip.
AfterBuzz TV News.
All right, so we will get to this quickly. We have some relationship news.
Oh,
the on again, off again couple, Tinsley and Scott, are back on.
Okay, we saw that dancing around. Yeah,
we saw that dancing around. Apparently, he will make a couple cameos this season. He does some surprise trips to New York and wins her back. So congrats to them. They are back together.
What if he takes her to the and they start a franchise, Real Housewives of Chicago?
That would be fun. She said she would leave.
In a New York minute,
she would leave. And if you have seen Bethany Frankel on dating apps like Bumble or The League, it's not her. She is actually doing some research because she may also be doing a dating app of her own, says her rep to Page Six. So don't swipe right for Bethany Frankel if you happen to see her.
Skinny girl dating.
And lastly, talking a little bit about what was going on earlier in this episode with the whole house situation, Carol was live tweeting during the episode and she was spilling some tea. And she said, Bethany made it very clear. In the episode, it kind of seemed like Bethany was like, yeah, Carol could come, but she chose to stay with Tinsley. She wants to have her own BFF. Carol says Bethany made it very clear that she was not invited and that she had to find her own way or stay somewhere else. So there's a little bit of communication issues.
She wasn't Carol, defending. She was correcting.
She was correcting. So, yeah. So Bethany, we love Carol. Bethany apparently told her, get your own room and board.
Okay.
Can't stay with me.
Good. Is that so, does that wrap our news?
That wraps our news.
Okay, let's do predictions and get up out of here.
AfterBuzz TV Ooh. Predictions.
What do I predict?
All right, you first, Miss Chelsea Stark Jones.
I mean, I don't know if I really have. So with Dorinda and Sonia, I predict that Dorinda was somewhat apologized for how vocal she was with attacking Sonia, but not completely apologized for what she said. And Sonia won't apologize at all.
I think Dorinda's going to go very hard into the situation, but it also, as we've seen with Dorinda, she's such a human. She goes hard, but then it also makes her emotional. So something by way of how she speaks with Sonia is going to link to something else. And I also feel like we are barely going to get the beginning stages of Bethany being absolutely frustrated with Ramona. Because everything's kind of cool. And I think maybe even the party, the marathon party.
Yeah.
Might even go good. But I do think we're going to start hitting those early stages because Ramona still hasn't quite got it.
Yeah.
Okay. That's it. Continue the conversation on the chat for iTunes and YouTube. And for everyone who watched, we appreciate it. And just to let you know, we have after shows for Housewives of Potomac and also Atlanta. We had a fantastic one. None of us are on the panel, but a fantastic one on Beverly Hills because they're wrapping up finale.
Love Beverly Hills.
Oh, another agree to not agree. I can't take that show.
It wasn't a good season this season, but I love the girls.
It's never been a good season.
I'm hoping for Erica Jane's spinoff.
Okay.
Fingers crossed.
This is what the AfterBuzz platform is. Everyone can speak their own opinion, so that's really awesome. My name is Ronnie Jr. My social media is going to be at randomly. What is it? At randomly RJ. And before we go to Chelsea, I want to say big thank you to all the AfterBuzz staff and, of course, our engineer today, which I believe was Bree, and I think also Anthony.
Yes. Hey, guys, Chelsea Stark Jones. You can find everything that I'm doing online at ChelseaStarkJones.com.
She was wilding at Coachella. Which housewives would you wild with? That's the question. Okay, later.
Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.